Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bobby, we talked about it earlier, just how many great coaches there are. Just, I mean, great coaches in this state at high school football. And we got another one joining us now, Mark Bonnice, Brother Martin, head football coach, at @coach_Bonnice on Twitter. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing, Mr. Garrett? Great to be talking to you and Mr. Hebert tonight.
Well, you'd have to call us Mr. Mark, because we respect you and what you're doing, and Brother Martin. And I tell you what, you got to be chomping at the bit when you think about, listen, you're practicing, it's hot, but the season just around the corner. And, hey, how much we love football around here.
Yeah, we just this evening when we finished up practice, it's kind of the talk we have with our kids. I mean, Man, we've been getting after it, getting after one another for a long time now. And, obviously you hear from our guys, oh, can't wait to go against somebody else. And so we had that opportunity tomorrow. We're excited about it. We get to go against Covington tomorrow, who's going to have, we think is going to be a very good football team. And Coach Salter always does a great job over there. And we're just looking forward to finally be going against somebody else. The camp and, right. And the monotonous thing that you're doing and it gets very monotonous. And but our kids, I told them today I'm proud of them. They've handled it very well. We've gotten better. Now it's gonna be very, very interesting to see how we respond. We've got some veterans coming back, but we have some young guys in some key spots. I'm looking forward to see how they respond tomorrow.
Mark, we just had Mark Sanji on a little while ago talking about the Catholic League in general, and that's where we wanted to start with our prep preview. But I ran down his schedule from September 27th through almost the end of it. I mean, and yours is almost as brutal, or just as brutal as his. At Jesuit, at home against St. Aug, at Archbishop Rummel, Archbishop Shaw at home, Terrebonne, Holy Cross at home, and then John Curtis. I mean, maybe you want to throw in the Bears in there or the Saints or something like that, because it's a brutal stretch.
And listen, I'll tell you this. That's what it's all about, okay? It's not just about, we love football, okay? We love football, but coaching football, playing this game is more than just X's and O's, we have a core principles that Brother Martin, we talk about: team, tough, compete, finish. Obviously, we want to be playing our best football at the end of the year, but we also want to prepare our young men to be able to live very productive lives. And that's a big thing for me. We're always gonna challenge our young men in football for the football purpose, but also in the long run to make them understand what it means to live our principles, one of which is competing, the other one which is finishing, being tough. And so, I know I kind of got off the subject there about our district, but we're gonna obviously play our tough Catholic League district, but we're always gonna play a tough non-Catholic, pre-district, and that's just a really big thing for us in preparing our young men to be, to be in the men we never say die, or our Brother Martin men.
Now, Mark, what do you like about your team and expectations and all that? And I'm looking because that's in the Bayou region. Look at Lafourche Terrebonne. Look at you play Terrebonne High School. Look at their recent success. So, but what do you like about your team when you look at the competition and every week considering the challenges?
Sure, yeah, no, great question. I can tell you, so last year we lost, it was a tough loss for our team. I'll start at the quarterback spot. We lost a guy who was a tremendous player for us in Drew Martin, I think week six. So we have Garrett Mamahat, who emerged last year by the end of the season as a starter and played some really key games for us. So from the offensive side, having a quarterback that has, that had end-of-year experience as well as playoff experience. And then last year where we struggled a little bit early on was that we played our whole offensive line besides one person. We had one freshman, the rest were sophomores. So kind of the struggles of last year, the challenges of last year offensively will be so will provide some good stuff for us or we're excited about for this year and for years to come. We lose some key receivers, but we believe we have some really, really great skill guys there. It's just them understanding and learning the offense. So that's kind of it with the offense side of the ball. The defensive side of the ball, our secondary, we feel very good about. And then we have a good, strong starting defensive line. We've got to develop some depth there. Our big question, when I say questions, is guys that just have not played that have to step up earlier are our inside linebackers and our outside linebackers. We lost probably of those four guys from last year, three of the four were our top production guys, you know, on the defense side of the ball. So losing that hurts. But, hey, you know, that's what tomorrow's about. That's what the Jamboree's about. We've got a lot of competition still going on at those two spots.
Will Clapp over here with the Saints. Mark, how often do you check in on his status?
I was lucky enough. This was a great thing to be a part of. I was lucky enough in our first preseason game, the Saints' first preseason game, to get there right before the game started to see Irv Smith with Minnesota and Will Clapp with the Saints. So I got to talk to them, the night of the game. But honestly, since then, I mean, I've been so, you know how it is in the season. We're so zoned in with our program. I haven't seen anything from this past game with them versus the Chargers. I did get some text messages from his dad, from Tommy. But you know, obviously we're pulling for Will to have another great preseason game coming up and for the two coming up and have another, productive year for him.
Now, Mark, I don't know if you know this. I got some Brother Martin connection. Christian, I don't know if you know this. I probably told you this on the radio one night.
Got my antenna up, though.
Yeah. Jade Rink, who was dealing with ALS, like Steve Gleason, played nose guard at Tulane. His grandpa was my great uncle, and his mom and my dad, first cousins. So the two brothers married the two sisters. Now I know I got y'all confused as far as the grandma and the grandpa.
You did. You really did. Okay, I'm trying to connect the dots right there.
Okay, Patsy Rink.
Mark, you're getting a little bit of taste of what I have for about 4 hours every day.
Patsy Rink and my dad, Joe Rink's mom, and my dad are first cousins. And if I look at Jay Rink and what he did at Brother Martin, how proud he was to be from Brother Martin, played nose guard at Tulane. He was dealing with ALS. So that's my Brother Martin connection through my cousin. So, I mean, here I was at South Lafourche, and my Uncle George A. Bear, who was the principal at South Lafourche, and in 11 years, they went 3 state championships and won 2, and always would joke. Jay Rink's grandpa, George A. Bear, would act like Jerry Jones, like he owned the team. He'd be in his suit on the sideline, and it was a priority. We're not just competing. No, you have to win. It's not PE class. You have to win. And I remember Jay Rink playing at Brother Martin and the whole gene pool going in there. So he might have been a Rink, but he had some A. Bear in that blood. So I just thought that was interesting. Because he'd always tell me to get together, we'd go duck hunting and talk about Brother Martin and stuff. And God rest his soul, Steve Gleason was a big support of him and dealing with ALS. And I know he loved Brother Martin.
He did. He great, great player, great person. A lot of people, from the Brother Martin community, alumni, family, a lot of people. Obviously, he's touched a lot of people's lives. A lot of people love him and love the family, but you're absolutely right. Hell of a player, hell of a person, great family.
My connection to Brother Martin, my dad's an alum. I mean, he went to Brother Martin. So,
So Chris,
he's a big Mark Bonese fan. He's a big Crusader fan.
So Chris,
big supporter.
You better watch it. You in the Catholic, you better be a little biased towards Brother Martin, or your dad might call you out.
he will. Hey, make sure you show Brother Martin some love too. No, my dad's a big-time supporter of the Crusaders, that's for sure. And he's even trying to get me
– he is.
Trying to send my middle one over there. I'm like, hey, Dad, you going to pay for it?
Yeah, help me out. Help me out, Dad.
Coach, best of luck this year, all right?
Hey, thank y'all so much. It was a joy being on y'all's show. Y'all have a great night, okay?
All right. Thanks, there he goes, Mark Bonnese, Brother Martin, head football coach. We're going to continue to do this, but getting ready for the prep season, getting coaches on from all the private and public schools as well.
Christian, I got to read this text because you know I love history. I think this is an awesome text. You know, we all promoting 100 years of NFL football, right?
Yeah.
100 years. Anything you do for a century, are you kidding me? Well, this is from, I'm glad, 3023. Cool thing. Holy Cross and Jesuit is playing for the 100th time October the 4th. The oldest continuous rivalry in Louisiana and the fifth oldest in the country. Fifth oldest in the United States.
I'm going to that game.
Christian.
If I can, I'm going to that game.
That right there. Listen, you don't even have to even like Holy Cross and Jesuit. We talk about history. Do anything for 100 times?
If you like high school football or just football in general, hey, go check that game out.
I wonder where's that at Tagore. Where's that game at Tagore?
It's going to be.
We got to look this up because.
Hold on. It's at Holy Cross. So at Holy Cross High School.
Yeah. Well, Holy Cross got a stadium? Yep. I think that's at Tagore. Tagore and Pat American.
It says location, Holy Cross High School.
Holy Cross got a beautiful facility.
They just built a brand new stuff.
A beautiful facility post-Katrina, the campus. I didn't know they had a stadium. See, if they have a stadium, I'm sorry. I did not know that. But I know they got a beautiful campus.
That'll be fun, though, October 4th.
We
got to
give Holy Cross some love.
Mark, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm on the Holy Cross website, and it says for October 4th, rivalry tailgate and football game, the 100th meeting, 4 p.m., Tad Gormley Stadium.
Okay, so it is a Tad Gormley. All right.
Well, I knew Christian. Come on, I knew Holy Cross had no damn stadium.
I figured that.
I'm like, come on. I know they got a beautiful
location
campus.
On Max Preps, it says location, Holy Cross. The whole Catholic League plays at Tad Gormley. That's why they play on Fridays and Saturdays.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.